This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour. During the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Rachel Markwald to talk about the how short duration sleep affects hunger and subsequently weight gain. So that'll be during the second hour. But let's get underway right away with my good friend Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. How about you?
Good, good. So real quick, so everybody understands that even you are susceptible to injuries. Talk. I said to you, how's your training going, and what did you tell me?
Well, my lower back finally got straightened out, and I was in the gym yesterday, and I was done with my workout, and I was simply kneeling, you know, putting some notes in my training journal, and I felt something pop, and my back seized up, but I got to the chiro, you know, right quick, and, you know, he adjusted my L4. The bottom line is this, it's not going to stop me, you know, tomorrow, it's not going to stop me from doing one-arm chins. It's not going to stop me from doing other stuff. There is always a way, and it has just strengthened my resolve. I've done this before. I'll do it again, but it's not going to keep me from training and gaining.
How does it feel today? How does your back feel?
You know, it's much better today than it was yesterday, which tells me, you know, it's already getting better. I did some light sled dragging this morning for blood flow and to keep the, you know, general physical preparedness, VO2 max, workload capacity up. There's always something that you can do. And I'm going to redouble my focus and concentration exercises. I will be back within a week.
Okay, question for you. What do you consider respectable weight for a dumbbell pullover with good form, where you're just leaning your upper back against the bench? You're kind of like in a cross position against the bench. So you're not completely laying on a bench. Your butt and your legs are kind of suspended like a bridge. Your back is against the bench, and you're pulling the dumbbell from the floor behind you, up over your chest, and back again, using very little tricep movement, locking the elbows as completely as possible. What do you consider respectable weight for that movement?
You know, I'd say 75 pounds is a pretty respectable weight. I wouldn't advise taking it off the ground like that. I personally start from position above, you know, above the chest, then lower it, you know, till you get a good deep stretch and then return. But bringing it from the floor, that would give me pause, you know, given some, the range of motion and the loading in that position sets you up for a little shoulder issue.
Okay, so what I should be doing is putting the dumbbell on its end on the bench next to me and then leaning over and putting both hands in position and just kind of leveraging it over to my chest and then pressing it straight up.
Yeah, you want to start with it above the body, you know, and then lower for the stretch reflex and then return to the top.
Well, and you know what? This is a great point because I am very strong in the movement, but that first rep from the floor, the floor up, and I, the last two sessions, I've gone up to a 100-pound dumbbell for 12 reps. I'm really strong once I get it off the floor. It's getting it off the floor and up for that first rep that is the difficult part.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really good news. I didn't even think about that.
That's a hell of a weight, man. That's a damn respect.
Well, it's my first. I'm opening with those on chest day right now, just to give myself a little change up. So I'm opening with dumbbell pullovers, and then I go on and do my pressing movements. Interestingly enough, the triceps get hammered because they are in a static position for the entire movement. You still get an insane pump.
The long head of the tricep takes a real beating. But it is a fantastic movement. And you know, in the old days, the old-timers built their upper body strength, not with the bench press, but on heavy-weighted pullovers and dips.
Well, and I can tell you something. The tie-ins between my shoulders and the front heads of my shoulders and my chest have never been more never been thicker than since I started doing dumbbell pullovers. So I got to tell you, it's a really good movement for those who haven't tried it because it's awkward. You're right. Start out with lighter weight. Get your form down. And now I understand. Start out with the dumbbell on the end of the bench. Bring it over, press it up, and then start bringing it back. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we go to listener questions, away from the host's question. Joe Nasrallah says, my question today is with respect to the use of NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen and naproxen, for managing moderate pain due to training. For years, I've avoided using any type of NSAIDs because I read once that their use impairs muscle hypertrophy. But as I get older now and lifting heavier than ever before, I sometimes experience lower back pain and have recently thought about reconsidering my avoidance of these drugs to alleviate the pain from training. Can you offer some insight on whether or not use does in fact have a negative impact on muscle growth? Also, recently I ordered a tube of Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's what I was going to suggest to you. And hope that once I receive it, it will do the trick. In the meantime, I'd be interested in knowing your thoughts on NSAIDs.
Yeah, well, Joe's correct insofar as there is research showing both ibuprofen and acetaminophen depress protein synthesis. There's scant information I could find on naproxen sodium, which is the active in Aleve. If I were a betting man, I'd wager the same applies. The devil is always in the details, though, so let's take a look at three important studies. The first had a group of men, average age 25. They were assigned to one of three groups, and all of them performed 10 to 14 sets of 10 eccentric leg extensions. So after completing that workout, group one received a maximum over-the-counter dose of ibuprofen, 1,200 milligrams a day. Group two was given acetaminophen at 4,000 milligrams a day, and the third group got a placebo. When the muscle samples were analyzed 24 hours after exercise, the increased rate of muscle protein synthesis normally seen after training was greatly reduced. Hold on, though. That's not the whole story. There was a follow-up study, this time lasting 3 months, showing that a daily dose of those painkillers accelerated gains in both size and strength. Researchers in this study used 36 men and women between the ages of 60 and 78. They were randomly divided into an acetaminophen and an ibuprofen or a placebo group. The two drugs were consumed at the recommended daily dosage levels, and to everyone's surprise, the muscle tissue samples taken before and after training revealed that those taking the painkillers gained more muscle mass than the placebo group. Couple things worth noting. These were elderly subjects, and it may be that the painkillers just have, you know, would have allowed them to train more intensely enough to show for the size and strength increase. It's also worth noting the doses used were much lower than those in the first study. The final study, and I think this one is the most telling, comes from a group of Canadian researchers. They examined the impact of a more moderate dose of ibuprofen, 400 milligrams a day, on gains in muscle size and strength. 12 men, 6 women, average age 24 years old, trained their right and left biceps on alternate days, 6 sets of 4 to 10 reps, 5 days a week for 6 weeks. They got a daily dose of 400 milligrams of the ibuprofen immediately after training the left or right arm, and the placebo after training the opposite arm on the following day. Result, ibuprofen neither helped nor hindered muscle growth. Here's the bottom line. I don't know about the average person listening, but I don't see any great impact either way on growth, size, strength in the real world when people take these NSAIDs. I do see a lot of downsides in terms of liver stress and interfering with your body's natural feedback loops for both ibuprofen and acetaminophen. I do think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how well Phoenix Kineta Cream works for you. My Blueprint Bulletin subscribers that have taken the plunge absolutely rave about it, with several citing it as one of my quote-unquote best calls for long-acting or fast-acting, long-lasting pain relief. Final point, I'd be remiss not to mention chiropractic in an effort to solve the root cause. You know, as somebody who you just heard occasionally incurs subluxations of L4 and L5, I can tell you for a fact that finding the right chiro is the best medicine insofar as truly fixing things. So I hope that helps, Joe. It's a great question, and as you can see, you know, my opinion, I don't think it's going to make a big difference either way.
I'll tell you something that I've become a firm believer in that I think every person who is serious about training should have. Just the way you use wraps for back day, or I mean squat day, or you use wrist straps for back day. This pain pod, since they became a sponsor, actually about 3 weeks before they became a sponsor, I started using this thing. This is one of those electro stimulators, muscle stimulators.
Yeah.
You know what? This thing speeds recovery, but more importantly, the pain goes away within seconds of using it. If you have I have a couple areas of pain in my upper glutes, and a lot of it has to do with injection sites for my HRT.
Right.
I mean, I put that thing on, and within seconds, the pain is gone. And then I leave it on for 10, 15 minutes, and the pain is gone for the rest of the day. There's a lot, and you know, the chiros use those. If you go in with back pain, muscle spasms, the chiro puts one of those things on you, you know, and it pulses your muscles. He turns it up until it starts to burn a little bit, then he turns it down. This thing does the same thing, but it's the size of an iPod.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool for anybody who's interested in learning more about it. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if it doesn't work for you, you can always send it back. But definitely the Kineta Cream is an important factor. Rub it on before you train. You won't feel that pain in your elbows that stops you for the first couple sets of skull crushers. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Robert Dietz. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. And the Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get a free copy, free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888- 437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes from Robert Dietz. I guess this is a follow-up question. He says, Rob, I've ruptured my bicep tendon and now recovering from the surgery. I found on MuscleMass.com that GABA has demonstrated improved tendon ligament strength, an increased tolerance to pain, and reduced water retention. Should I be using this in my recovery, or do you suggest a better option?
Yeah, absolutely. Mass's brand of GABA, Gamma GH, is an excellent supplement to speed healing from those types of injuries. It's also research-proven to boost biologically active GH when just 3 grams are taken prior to exercise. So let's discuss that now, along with one other tip that I've put together for your best-in-class, so to speak, recovery plan. Tendon injuries are notoriously slow to heal given poor blood flow. So priority number one needs to be improving blood flow to the injured area. That's best done by dragging a weighted sled, in my opinion, given it's a concentric-only exercise, meaning there's no lowering of the weights, which causes stress to the tendons and muscle damage that could delay recovery. Now, since those sleds are pricey, it's best to take a picture to your local high school metal shop. Ask them to make one. Many of them will do it for a nominal fee, if not for free. One thing you do want to invest in are a quality pair of dragging straps. The best out there are available at Dave Tate's site, EliteFTS.com. You just do a search for sled straps and buy 2 of them. Properly cared for, they'll last a lifetime. The same cannot be said of homemade straps. Trust me, I tried. You're going to wind up joining Team Faceplant, of which I'm a charter member.
That's funny.
30 minutes prior to dragging the sled, dose 3 grams of GABA on an empty stomach. If that makes you drowsy, you can add 200 milligrams of caffeine and 300 milligrams of EGCG from green tea extract. Next, what you want to do is apply some Phoenix Kinetic Cream to the injured area. I would consider 6 trips of sled work with a light weight, dragging the sled both forward and backward for a distance of about 120 feet. You want to focus on performing a curling motion, first using a pronated palms turn inward grip, and then some mixed grips to find what works best for you. On every return trip, drag the sled backward, performing what amounts to a preacher curl type movement. So what I've done here is craft an integrated training and supplement plan that accomplishes the following. One, it's going to improve blood flow to the injured area. It's going to bring fresh new blood and nutrients in to heal it and waste products out. Two, it's going to boost biologically active GH, which is going to speed the healing process. And three, I've added Phoenix Kinetic Cream, which not only provides instant relief and lowers inflammation, but more importantly, contains ingredients that speed long-term healing. Final word, tendon injuries require a thinking man's approach to rehab. they don't just quote-unquote go away. And masking the symptoms with painkillers while performing traditional weight training can actually make the problem worse. The strategy I've outlined is going to set you on a path to speedy recovery. So you need only manage workout frequency to allow enough downtime between workouts for the injury to heal. Give that a shot, Robert. I'd love to hear back from you in 6 weeks.
The next question comes from part of the Superhuman Radio Brain Trust, and that's Con Santuri Davison. He says, on back day, sometimes I warm up with light weight on cable pull-downs. However, when I do, I've noticed that I can't do as many pull-ups, which is my next exercise per set. Should I still be warming up or just tackle the pull-ups cold for more reps? Also, the same thing happens on chest day when I start with the pec deck and then move on to barbell incline presses. That's his first question. His second question is, can you recommend tart cherry juice and dried mangoes in the past for post-workout supplements? However, does the harmful effects of fructose in both of these overshadow the benefits? Because fructose is known to linger around the liver for longer than it needs to.
Yeah, with respect to question one, warming up on less efficient isolation exercises I'm not a fan. In fact, it can and does work against you, I think, as you found out, insofar as greasing the neural pathways when it comes time to perform your work sets. Warm-ups, in my opinion, should mimic the same movement your work set entails. Performed for just a couple of reps, 2, 3, 4 at the most, working up to a single with your target weight on that exercise. So performed in that fashion, your central nervous system has an opportunity to quote-unquote see the weight you're going to be working with, and it won't take much, if anything, out of you, allowing you to do maximal justice to your work set. On the tart cherry juice and dried mango issue, the negative impact of their fructose is inconsequential, in my opinion.
Well, it actually may be beneficial, because the indication is that some amount of fructose is actually beneficial post-workout, because it increases the production of glutathione to a greater degree than just dextrose or sucrose or any of these other sugars.
Right. I mean, some fructose is necessary to preferentially replenish liver glycogen. And we know it allows for muscle glycogen to be replenished, too. So it's important to understand, though, that tart cherry and mangoes convey other unique benefits. So let's talk about those and why I recommend them. On the tart cherry juice, it's been shown to exhibit some rather profound effects on recovery. For example, in one study, Scandinavian researchers found runners who had consumed the juice had fewer signs of muscle damage after their marathon. The cherry users had lower concentrations of inflammatory markers such as interleukin-6 and much less muscle breakdown as measured by creatine kinase. They also regained strength faster in their leg muscles after the race. On the mangoes, nutritionists at Oklahoma State University discovered that mango actually mitigates fat gain. The animals that got food consisting of only 1% freeze-dried mango in their diet did particularly well, because the mango reduced the glucose concentration in the blood, likely due to the fact it boosts the production of adiponectin, which raises glucose uptake in muscle cells. So, final word here. When you're warming up on any given lift, use the same lift to grease the groove for your central nervous system. Let your central nervous system see the weight that your work set is going to require without exhausting the muscle. That's the goal. With respect to fructose, don't fear it.
Yeah.
In the world of nutrition today, it's really only the fundamentalists who still regard fruit as the equivalent to a heap of simple sugars. Anybody who's followed the science in the past decade knows that fruit not only contains vitamins and minerals, but other phytonutrients which improve the body's ability to deal with carbohydrates.
Fruit really, unless you're eating exclusively fruit all day long, fruit during selected meals, especially post-workout, is a smart thing to do, I think.
Amen.
Okay. The other thing I want to mention is a study I have here on powerlifters when they use – oh, I'm sorry, wrong juice. Wrong juice, I'm sorry.
when they used
juice, they got stronger. But it wasn't mango juice. I'm sorry. It was something.
It was the injectable.
There you go. It was the good juice. Okay, so here, let's go on to the next question. We'll go long on this segment. The next question comes from a new friend of Supreme Radio, Kano Papitas. He says, Rob, longtime listener, first time submitting a question. According to you, what would be the best stack in regards to supplementing for energy and health / rep training schemes to improve one's power to weight ratio? For example, keeping a certain weight for fighting or wrestling, but becoming a stronger you. And of course, looking good too, because I would be lying if I didn't say that I want to look good as well. What do you think?
Yeah, power to weight ratio, diet's always going to be number one. However, your question refers to stacks, so I'm going to offer three of them here to get you to Gainesville. Stack number one, ephedrine plus caffeine stacked with dicreatine malate. EC is still the gold standard insofar as fat loss while sparing muscle. I'd suggest working up to 20 milligrams of ephedrine and 200 milligrams of caffeine three times daily. That last dose has to come no later than 3 p.m., though. It'll keep you up. The dicreatine malate, that's creatine bound to malic acid. It won't bloat you like creatine mono, and you need far less of it. You'll need about 3 grams a day. On training days, I'd suggest 3 grams prior to your workout such that the creatine uptake and utilization is maximized. Off days, 3 grams with your highest carb-based meal. Stack number two, 200 milligrams of caffeine plus 300 milligrams of EGCG stacked with Extreme Formulations ICE branched-chain amino acids. That ratio of caffeine to EGCG has been shown to burn up to 50% more fat versus placebo. It's much milder on the central nervous system than EC, and it's a great entry-level thermogenic. There's one caveat. You don't want to consume EGCG with protein. Studies have shown that for whatever reason, the protein and amino acids, I think it is, they bind to the polyphenols, negating EGCG's effects. The branched chain aminos are research proven to spare muscle, strip fat, and astoundingly, there's evidence that that fat comes mostly from the abdominal region. I'll skip all the particulars, but that was a study done in wrestlers. One important point, though, that Adele Musa astutely pointed out recently, too much branched chain aminos can actually work against you, given there's buildup or can be buildup of toxic ammonia that occurs. Extreme Formulations ICE contains a pretty generous dose of both citrulline malate and glutamine, which helps scavenge the ammonia. So you can see now why it's my recommended product. Stack number three, 600 milligrams of yerba mate extract plus 100 milligrams of phenyl paracetam stacked with Synthogen. This is a savvy stack built around a strong nootropic. It's a thinking man's source of caffeine and Synthogen, which really shines on the cut. The phenyl paracetam was first identified in Soviet scientific journals in 83. It is a much, much more powerful version of the paracetam that you're probably familiar with. You can find it by going to Amazon.com and searching for a product called DemiUrge, DemiUrge. The yerba mate contains not only caffeine but two other methylxanthines that really juice fat loss. Theobromine and theophylline, and both that and the phenyl paracetam should be dosed on an empty stomach or close to it just prior to training. Synthogen, its best known attribute, lightning fast recovery, and especially the ability to protect and even build muscle on a cut. In fact, there was a poster over at PredatorNutrition.com recently that was rather shocked. Went on a diet of just a shade over 1,000 calories a day. He did just that. He gained muscle and strength while using Synthogen. And what made his commentary special was that he admittedly ordered it just to prove it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
So today he's one of its biggest advocates. And for what it's worth, you know, head on over there, predatornutrition.com. Do a search for Synthogen. There's been a lot of skeptics turn believers after one bottle. Give those three stacks a shot, Kano. Any of them are going to help you cut fat, spare, or even build muscle and maximize your power to weight ratio. I've used all three. My best results have come with stack three, but you're going to, either way, you're going to wind up with terrific functional strength and looking great too.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break to pay some bills, and when we come back, we've got a question from Jeff DeShore. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. If you're not already getting the Blueprint Bulletin, you're missing out because you can get a free copy of it. Come on, you love free, don't you? Admit it. Raise your hand if you like free. Yeah, you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad now while we go into this commercial break. We'll be right back.
USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I want to mention something, and Rob, this should be important for you too. There's a longtime listener of Superhuman Radio named Andrew Michael Barker. He lives in Mexico City, Mexico. And it looks like he has his own supplement business there now. He's carrying GLC 2000. He's now, it looks like he's carrying Way Natural USA. He's got a fan page called Que Onda Way, which I think loosely translates to the wave, maybe. I could be wrong about that. But anyway, I was just thinking, Rob, maybe they need Mass Pro Synthogen in Mexico, too.
Yeah, what was that website?
Well, it's Q-U-E, new word, O-N-D-A, way, on Facebook. And the banner says, now available in Mexico, no pain, more gain, GLC 2000. But also, he's got a picture of a guy who's going to be on our show, Raleigh, I can't think of Raleigh's last name, holding a Way Natural USA tub. And I have a funny feeling that maybe they're offering that whey protein in Mexico as well. But you ought to check him out. It looks like he's got a supplement business going in Mexico, and I bet you they would love Mass Pro Synthogen there.
Synthogen in Mexico. Sounds good to me.
There you go. And a shout-out to Andrew Andrew Michael Barker, who has been a longtime fan of the show, and congratulations if that is your company. That's cool. Anyway, okay, so the next question comes from... Who's next, Johnny?
Jeff DeShore.
Jeff says, can you talk about the quality of protein that is in organic tofu? Ew. I know it's a complete protein, but is that estrogen conversion thing true? I eat high amounts of tofu in place of chicken. I'd like your take on this, amigo. Would dosing small amounts of testosterone, like 100 to 200 milligrams a week, make tofu really kick in with estrogen side effects? Thanks, sir.
Well, organic or not, tofu is bad news for men looking to maximize size.
Unless you want to get a bigger chest because you want your boobies to grow.
Yeah. tofu and other soybean-like foods contain isoflavones, which are three-ring molecules bearing a structural resemblance to estrogen. And these phytoestrogens can and do wreak havoc, not only on your body, but your brain. Check this out. In a major ongoing study involving 3,700 elderly Japanese American men, those who ate the most tofu during midlife had up to a 2.4 times the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Men who consumed tofu at least twice weekly had more cognitive impairment compared to those who rarely or never ate tofu. From the lead researcher, Dr. Lon R. White, who conducted the study, the test results were about equivalent to what they would have been if they were 5 years older. What's more, higher tofu consumption was also associated with lower brain weight. Brain atrophy was assessed in 574 men using MRIs and in 290 men after autopsy. Brain shrinkage occurs naturally with age, but for the men who consume more tofu, White said, quote, their brain seemed to be showing an exaggeration of the usual patterns we see in aging. So, that being the bad news that it is, what are you going to eat, you know, in place of your chicken
breast? Why not
breast?
Eat chicken? But why not eat chicken breast? Is he, I mean, well, maybe he's a vegan, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Egg whites.
Well, my pick would be quinoa. Right? It's one of the very few plants with a complete amino acid profile, and its benefits don't stop there. It's considered a superfood. It's 14% by mass protein. It's a good source of fiber and phosphorus. It's high in magnesium and iron, and it's also a good source of calcium. Mm-hmm. It's useful for vegans and those that are lactose intolerant. Finally, here's something that should get your attention. Because of all of those attributes, quinoa is being considered as a possible crop in NASA's Controlled Ecological Life Support System, which is being set up for long-duration human spaceflight. Now, whether or not 1 or 200 milligrams of test a week would exacerbate the estrogen-like symptoms and side effects, I'll be honest and say I don't know. I would say.
Well, he's saying he's not saying exacerbate. He's asking if the testosterone would actually kick in the estrogen type side effects. Like, in other words, benefit like somehow. I mean, because we know that estrogen has, when testosterone converts to estrogen, aromatizing androgens put on bulk faster. So
yeah.
I think he's saying, hey, if I add some testosterone, can I actually ride the wave of all this extra estrogen in my body? Absolutely not.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I would think if you're loaded up on that many phytoestrogens, then only, you know, test could only help, but who knows. Bottom line, ditch the tofu for quinoa, and your muscles and brain will thank you.
And just for the sake of mentioning, there's a blog post that I just posted. If you're a vegan, you must read it. You must read it with an open mind. Vegans have a 2 times higher risk of cardiovascular disease. It's a lie that the vegan diet is healthy. Plus, 76,000 participants showed that vegans do not avoid disease any greater than omnivores. They have the same problems that omnivores have as they age. So there's no benefit to being a vegan unless you are spiritually inclined to be a vegan. But if you're a vegan because you think it's healthy, you're not right. It's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, if vegan diet was healthy, I'd be promoting it on this show left and right. So anyway, okay. Let's go on to the next. We got to move fast. Kayoshi Early says, I love the show. You've been listening since it was called Ask the Expert. I just capitalized on the Way Natural strawberry deal and can't wait for it to get to the house. Carl, since it is unpasteurized, is Way Natural protein safe for my pregnant wife? Rob, since there seems to be a growing popularity in cordyceps mushrooms, how does it compare to how do you pronounce it?
Rapponcicum carthamoides.
Thank you.
Extra.
Thank you. In your opinion. You know what? I think if you can't say it, you shouldn't be allowed to take it, by the way. So there you go. Also, I think your sponsors are fine. It is not like you are you're pushing soy protein loaded with aspartame on people. If I could offer a sponsor thought, I would like Onnit, Onnit.com. They have the same message as you. Thanks. Well, thank you for the referral, first of all. I'll check out Onnit. Number two, Way Natural is absolutely safe for your wife because while it's not pasteurized, they use something called the chill right. They use cold processing to kill bad pathogens.
Yeah.
So it is absolutely safe for your wife to consume without a problem. Now, you go ahead with the other questions about cordyceps and stuff.
On the cordyceps, I'm going to give it to you straight. It's no muscle builder. It's not going to hold a candle to Rapponcicum carthamoides extract. However, it does impart some subtle yet noticeable improvements in VO2 max and endurance. And it appears from the research, for some reason, that older athletes benefit more than younger ones. Why that is, it's anybody's guess. They're still unraveling the actives in it, let alone a better understanding of why it works better in old folks. It is telling, though, that traditional Chinese medicine refers to it as the quote-unquote immortality herb and prescribes its use primarily as an anti-aging compound. I get it on training days in the form of Extreme Formulations Vengeance. It includes a quality 10% cordyceps extract along with other adaptogens. And, you know, and when you look at it in the context of the entire formula, you realize that somebody at Extreme Formulations really did their homework.
Really? They put work into this. They don't just copy somebody else's recipe.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have another question, and then we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. If you have never seen the Blueprint Bulletin, you're missing out because you get a free issue right now. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to look at short duration sleep and how it affects overeating and weight gain. Stay tuned.
From Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin.com today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Have you tried your Ultran cocktail yet? Ultran cocktail is better than a Myers cocktail and a heck of a lot cheaper. You can take one every single day for 30 days for a fraction, for less than what you pay for one Myers cocktail. And it works just as well. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Myers cocktail, Ultran cocktail banner today to learn more. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show to learn what a Myers cocktail is, check it out. Okay. Aaron obviously lives in Australia. He says, Craze is currently not available in Australia. They're such buzzkills there in Australia. I used it as a nootropic because it woke my brain up. Yes, it does. And kicked it into gear. What would you do? What would be a very similar pre-workout product or other supplement that could have similar neurological effects? I know what I think. What do you think, Rob?
One word, vengeance.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Yeah.
You know, I recommended it before, and with good reason. Vengeance's formula is tailored not only to waken your brain and central nervous system up, but putting back key ingredients that give you a jump on recovery. Like Craze, it contains just a smidgen of caffeine,
right,
but it gets you in the zone, not out in orbit somewhere all cracked out with dilated pupils. Most pre-workouts today totally neglect nourishing the brain and body. Instead, they wind up depleting the adrenals. Not so with Vengeance. In fact, if you study the formula, and believe me, I have, 27 of the 29 ingredients put back to repair muscle damage, nourish the central nervous system, and allow you to recover quickly from exercise. Now, that doesn't mean you can't feel it, by the way. Far from it. Unless you have an absurdly high stim tolerance, a scoop of Vengeance imparts a nice lift, laser-like focus, and intense concentration. In other words, everything you need to perform at your best. So here's the bottom line. Vengeance is my preferred pre-workout for many reasons, not the least of which is the homework that's been done by Extreme Formulations. In one shot, you get a pre-workout boost, an absurd pump, and a big jump on recovery. The best part, unlike other pre-workouts, which fizzle, they tend to fizzle out with continued use, the effects get better the longer that you take it. So give that a shot, Aaron. I'm betting you're going to find it'll be a staple once you try it.
That's mine too. I have a tub of Vengeance next to me. It's the Green Apple, I think it's called, or something. Let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you something. There are days where I'm just not ready for the show, and I don't even take an entire scoop. I take a quarter of a scoop, throw it in my mouth, wash it down with some water, and it does the same thing to me that Craze did. It doesn't agitate me. It doesn't overly stimulate me, but I just feel like my brain connections work faster. Things that I'm trying to refer to during an interview, perhaps a study, comes to my fingertips faster. It does the same thing that Craze does. And so, and interestingly enough, it's not a copycat product. Like Craze was not a copycat product. Neither is Vengeance.
When you read the ingredients
in Vengeance, you go, oh, and there's no aspartame in it. For those out there, when you read the ingredients in Vengeance, you're like, wait a minute. I've never heard of anybody putting this in a pre-workout or this. And it's like, wow, this guy created something from scratch. He didn't just read the label of five other things and go, well, these are all common. We'll just use these.
Yeah. Innovation. Reward it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Dave's a great guy, by the way. Okay. The blueprint tip of the day on being Boston strong, what it really means. I love this. And Rob can speak to this as a native Massachusetts.
Yes, I can.
Is it Massachusettsian or is it Massachusettsian? What is it? I said Massachusettsian, so let's live with that. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll do it your way. All right. Here's how this goes. Right. When terrorists hijacked airliners and flew them into buildings on 9/11, we all know the world changed in an instant. The world did change, but perhaps not in the way it's been spun in the media. Terrorists brought the war to a place it's never been, right to our doorstep. A week ago, we got another reminder that the war on American soil ain't over. Someone took it upon themselves to once again attack innocent, unarmed civilians with bombs laced with nails, ball bearings, and other items designed to maim, cripple, and kill. Seemingly random people were carjacked, shot dead, and otherwise terrorized. More importantly, these attacks are designed to cripple us psychologically, to instill fear in most people. There's going to be more to come. That much is certain. The next time you gather at a sporting event, shopping mall, church, or other public place, know this. You are now on the front lines. Unlike our men and women in uniform, though, the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, and your local police, nobody's going to issue you a weapon. In fact, your right to carry a weapon right now is under attack. Now, I'm not going to open that can of worms right now, but suffice it to say, your ability to fight back with a weapon has been severely compromised. In the Boston manhunt, there were thousands of FBI, ATF, National Guardsmen, right down to the local police, swarming the city. They came equipped with all the bells and whistles, night vision equipment, military vehicles, right, high-powered assault rifles, helicopters equipped with FLIR or forward-looking infrared. Yet, in the end, who ultimately found, confronted, and led to the capture of the suspect in this case? Answer? You, the general public. It was Watertown resident Dave Henneberry who not only noticed blood on his boat, but then had the testicular fortitude to actually look inside of it. That took guts, and the possibility of being confronted was high. Now, how about the actual bombing itself? Many of those injured were carried away by the strong to first aid tents, ambulances, or other areas. There were no time for warm-ups, no time to put a weight belt on, and no time to psych themselves up for the test of life and death. In an instant, they were called upon and challenged with enormous physical tasks under intense mental duress, which brings me to my point and the tip of the day on what it really means to be Boston strong. in this new world we live in, physical excellence is important. The war is no longer overseas. It's right here. Combat is no longer reserved for well-trained soldiers, sailors, or airmen. You are now on the front lines, and you may be asked to man up and take care of business at a moment's notice. The heroic actions undertaken by civilians were all predicated on superior mental, physical, and psychological qualities, the very same qualities we all work towards when we step foot in the gym. Every week, we gather here in an effort to improve physically. Lately, I've hammered on body weight training to develop real-world functional strength, as well as focus and concentration exercises, right? You've heard me go on and on about that. You saw a lot of that when the bombs went off, right? And those people carrying the wounded away, you saw it on 9/11 when unarmed civilians on Flight 93 confronted hijackers armed with box cutters. And you very well may need it the next time you or your family get on a plane, go to the mall, or to a ball game. Integrating what you learn here into your training results in the kind of Boston strong that may very well spell the difference between life and death for you and your loved ones. Finally, know this. Terrorists are counting on Americans being passive in the face of aggression.
And being afraid. Something that is counter to the American fabric.
That's what they're counting on. If they try that with a superhuman around, you make damn sure they find out the hard way they counted wrong.
That's the big thing that they're misunderstanding about this country, okay? I don't care who it is in this country. We don't become afraid. We become angry. And what these people don't understand in the Middle East and Chechnya, where they're training these terrorists to come in and do these cowardly plots to blow up bombs in civilian areas, is that they're about to wake a sleeping giant. And that giant has the ability to, with the clap of its hands, to destroy all of them. And every single American out there has this strength in them. We don't become afraid. We become angry. And when we become angry, we stop doing what we're doing and we turn all our force against the perpetrator. And that's what's about to happen here. Every American out there has the ability to thwart one of these idiots. Okay?
Just know that you may be called upon to take care of business. Be ready.
That's right. Be strong. Be superhuman. All right, listen, Rob, great point. Thanks so much for always the hard work that you do answering listener questions. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to get your copy. Talk to you soon, Rob.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with research that shows the linkage between short-duration sleep, overeating, and weight gain. We'll be right back.
Carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for. And get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day. And sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We know how important sleep is. We've talked about it on this show for 8 years now, going on nine. Well, my next guest is Dr. Rachel Markwald, and she is a physiologist at the Naval Health Research Center in San Diego, California. How you doing, Dr. Markwald?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so your group recently performed a study to try to elucidate why short-duration sleep causes weight gain, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it was long thought that there was an insulin response link, that there was propensity to become hyperinsulinemic and subsequently a reduction in whole body insulin sensitivity. What did you guys find out?
Well, in addition to these sort of these metabolic situations that you just described, we wanted to look more at how short duration sleep, or what we like to call inadequate sleep, impacts our weight.
So now let's talk about what is considered short-duration sleep, because I think, shockingly, there's a large majority of Americans out there who probably get this amount of sleep or less every night and are quite content with that amount of sleep. So what was considered short-duration sleep?
Right. So generally, 7 to 9 hours is what's recommended for adequate sleep. So we wanted to look at something that was sort of real world, a real world situation. So we chose 5 hours of sleep, something that just about everyone has done at some point or another in their life. So we kind of wanted to mimic a like 5-day work week scenario, Monday through Friday.
And the number of hours that people were asked to sleep to be considered short duration was under 5 hours, right?
That's right. They were given a 5-hour sleep opportunity, right? So the maximal amount of sleep that they could have gotten on any one night during that study when they're in that condition was 5 hours.
Now let's think about this for a second. I mean, there's a lot of parents out there. You have young children. By the time you get them to sleep, by the time you tidy up the house, take the laundry out of the dryer, fold it, put it away. Sounds like women to me. Unfortunately, women are really, well, the truth is that women are the most sleep deprived in our society today. And subsequently, you know, you climb into bed at midnight. By the time you fall asleep, if you fall asleep by 12:30, if you have no midnight awakenings for whatever reason, and then next thing you know, 5:30, 5 o'clock, the alarm goes off. You have to get up because you have to get the kids up for school. You have to prepare to go to work yourself. So this is a very realistic scenario for a lot of Americans who are getting 5 hours or less of sleep, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. It really is. And certainly the level of sleep or the amount of sleep that we're getting is partly imposed upon us by our environment. And then, of course, there's a voluntary component to it as well. But on average, people are getting about 6.5 hours of sleep per night and not the recommended 7 to 9 hours per night.
Not this person here. I'm in bed by 9 o'clock every single night, and I get at least 8 hours
of
sleep. Yeah, and maybe 9 most days right now. But anyway, okay, so, and this was a study done on humans, not rodents, which really excites me because, you know, not everything that translates to, that happens in rodents translates to humans. So what did we see in the individuals when they were, first of all, did they have to set their alarm? Did they go to sleep early but set their alarm for earlier in the morning? Or how did you create this five-hour window of sleep time?
Right. So before they actually went into this little five-hour condition where they're only getting 5 hours of sleep per night, they were getting 9 hours of sleep per night just so we could kind of start them in the study in a situation where they were getting adequate sleep.
Right.
And then in order to achieve the five-hour condition, the sleep loss condition, we actually took 2 hours off of or extended their bedtime by 2 hours and then woke them up 2 hours earlier in the morning. So shaved 2 hours off their bedtime and then moved it up 2 hours in the morning.
Wow. So they had to stay up later, basically, and get up earlier.
That's right. That's
okay. Correct. Now, did you do any baseline hormonal markers at all?
We did, yeah. They came into the study, and then they actually entered into a baseline condition for 3 days. And during that time, we measured hunger hormones. We measured, well, obviously, their weight and then energy expenditure, how much energy they were expending per day on average, and then also how many calories they were consuming. And then at that point forward, half of the people went into the sleep loss, inadequate sleep condition, and then the other half started in an adequate sleep, which is basically a continuation of the 9 hour sleep opportunity. And then at the end of those 5 days, the group switched sleep schedules.
When you say switch, they went back to the 9 hour, you mean?
Right. So if they started in the sleep loss condition, then they switched over into the adequate sleep condition.
Okay,
and vice
versa. Perfect. Yep. Okay. Because I was curious if there's an adjustment period also, but we'll talk about that later. Now, how did you ascertain energy intake? They kept diaries?
We actually measured it directly. So they were given ad lib or unlimited access to food during the study. And what we did was actually just measure how much they were eating in each meal, and then we kept track of the snacks that they were consuming. And in the end, we tallied up how many calories in total they were consuming per day.
Did you look at macronutrients at all? Protein, carbs, fat ratios? Excellent.
We did. We looked at protein, carbohydrates, fat, right?
Excellent. Okay, so what did you find?
We found that when they were getting inadequate sleep, they were consuming more calories, which is consistent with what other research has shown, and that they were consuming more specifically of the macronutrient carbohydrate.
Yep.
And interestingly, they were doing this more so after dinner in the form of snacks than they were the rest of the day.
Was coffee or caffeine being consumed by any of the subjects?
No. We kept caffeine out of this particular study.
Good
because
move.
It does have so many metabolic, right? It has so many metabolic... So we just went ahead and took that out so that we could look at things in a little bit more of a controlled environment.
Of course, there's a lot of good research that shows that caffeine may cause a dip at about 12 hours after the last consumption of blood sugar that could create a mild or even dramatic hypoglycemic event that could cause someone to start craving things to raise blood sugar. And so that's good that you kept that out of the equation entirely. Okay, so
certainly.
They would you say that the desire to eat more was an attempt to adjust upward the needed energy to make up for the expended energy because they were awake longer, or was it something extrinsic?
Well, certainly we think that it is in part due to the fact that they were expending more energy, and what we determined was that energy was coming from the additional hours that they were spending awake. And so that drive may be there to consume more energy to meet that need, but what happened was they went far beyond that, and they ended up gaining weight. So we do think it's possible that that's what's driving this, but you can't rule out extrinsic factors either.
What I'm curious, did you by any chance, did you have the opportunity to check postprandial blood sugar levels in those who were sleep deprived at any point?
We did, and those findings actually are going to be coming out in a separate paper, so I can't touch on that too much right now, but perhaps we can do another interview at a later
Absolutely.
Time on that.
Absolutely, because what I suspect is that not only does one eat more from mm-hmm. having less sleep, but the body becomes more efficient at manufacturing body fat, and I would have to believe that postprandial blood sugar levels have the ability to rise and drop quickly, heralding more more hunger to kind of satisfy this person, and in a pattern that would be one that would be prone to causing a greater storage of body fat. And so in other words, if you took someone who was sleeping adequately and added X amount of calories to their diet every single day in the same macronutrient ratios as the person who is being deprived of sleep and is automatically ad lib eating that much more, I have a feeling that there's a greater propensity to store fat in the person who is not sleeping enough versus the person who is getting adequate sleep. So there's an extrinsic value and an intrinsic value mm-hmm. to the lack of sleep and what it does to partitioning as well.
Certainly, and everything you just said needs to be looked at further. And obviously in a situation that would extend beyond just a five-day span of time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots of questions about hormonal panels and what else you learned about these subjects. We're talking with Dr. Rachel Markwald. We're talking about the effects of being sleep-deprived or short-duration sleep and the effects on hunger, obesity, and so on. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
And supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market. The body's ammunition. AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
AM Nutrition. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Does sleeping less cause weight gain? Perhaps not, but it definitely causes people to eat more. And that is what Dr. Mark Wall's group found out. Okay, so was there an adjustment period when people switched over from, let's say, the adequate sleep to the short duration sleep and vice versa for them to start eating more? Or did it happen on day one, boom, once they had short duration sleep, they ate more?
It started immediately, right? And there was actually no difference between the days. So as we mentioned before, there were 5 days that we studied, 5 continuous days. And so once they actually did incur that inadequate sleep, it showed up immediately.
And what about gender? Did gender play a role in the response to inadequate sleep?
It did. We did see some sex differences in that men overate and they gained weight regardless of the sleep opportunity, whereas women seemed to select a diet that better matched their body's needs when they were getting that adequate sleep. However, when they got the inadequate sleep, it appeared to reduce their dietary restraint and increase their weight gain during that time.
Did women gravitate more towards the carbs than men, or was that pretty much across the board when someone
that
had inadequate sleep?
That was across the board. We saw that in both men and women gravitating towards the carbohydrate-rich snacks, right?
Were there any exceptions to the rule, any individuals who, this person didn't react the way the rest of the group did, wonder why type of a thing?
Certainly. There are individual responses to sleep loss itself that have been demonstrated in a number of different parameters, not just in metabolic situations. However, on average, the group gravitated towards increasing their intake from those post-dinner snacks in the form of carbohydrates.
Did you look at hormones like peptide PYY, and then, of course,
yep.
What's the one I'm trying to think of? I can't think of
Ghrelin?
Oh, well, obviously ghrelin, the satiety and the hunger mm-hmm. hormones and so on. What did you learn?
Right, so we, as you mentioned, we looked at peptide YY or PYY, and ghrelin, which is produced by the stomach, and then leptin, which is sort of an overall satiety signal from
the
body.
Right.
And what we found was they were, all as a group, they were signaling to the participants in the study that they were in a state of what we call positive energy balance, or they had been consuming more calories than what was needed. And so normally we'd think they'd
stop eating.
People would respond to those,
right?
We think they would respond to that signal and reduce their intake, but that didn't happen.
Did you look at insulin at all? Was that part of the future study?
Yeah, we did, and those findings are being sort of written up right now for publication, so I don't want to touch on it too much just because I may not have the most up-to-date facts on it. But yes, we did, and we can definitely talk about that in the future.
Do you think that just sleeping more is the answer?
No, I don't think that just getting more sleep is the answer. I think what needs to be taken from this study and from other studies in this area recently that have produced similar findings is that we need to prioritize sleep. We need to understand that it is important in sort of weight management, and it might be integral to weight loss attempts as well.
I wonder what happens when people work shift work too, because we know that they have unique problems as well. I wonder
what happens
if they, even if they get 7 to 9 hours of sleep, but it's at the wrong time of day, do they have the same changes in their body?
That's correct. And that research is happening right now in a follow-up study, sort of looking more at the what we call the circadian timing of food intake and how that might impact our eating behavior and the way that weight is stored and so forth and so on.
Do you think that now that we understand this, when someone has a bad night's sleep or has inadequate amount of sleep, can they selectively alter what they eat the next day and have a beneficial effect on this condition? So they know that they're going to crave carbohydrates so that they should stay away from the more refined, sugary, starchy ones the following day?
Certainly awareness of the situation of what might happen could be beneficial, I think. If you know that you should avoid certain snacks and then you actually do avoid those snacks, then that may benefit your weight management or your weight loss program. However, it's not maybe as simple as that, in that you might not, even though you know this information exists out there, you may still find yourself snacking or whatnot and not fully being aware of what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how much you're consuming at a time, for instance.
Well, let me give you an example. We talk about intermittent fasting on this show often. There's a real value to intermittent fasting. We've been talking about it for about 9 years before David Zinko wrote his book recently, which by the way is a severely flawed theory that you can fast and then eat anything you want later in the day and still lose weight. But anyway, that's what people want to hear, so that sells books. But I systematically fast the days that I know I didn't get a good night's sleep the night before. I've had some sleep issues as of recent. They have been managed now. But I would come in and talk about it on the show. If I didn't sleep well the night before, where I felt like I was on the edge of sleep, I know I got inadequate sleep. Even though I may have been in bed for 7 or 8 hours, I didn't sleep for 7 or 8 hours. The next morning, I would fast till dinner time purposely. And I would check my blood sugar levels throughout the day to see what was going on. And I would become a little hypoglycemic, and I'd start to crave carbs. I would. But I'd resist
them.
And I did that purposely because I felt that I was trying to have an effect on this request by my body that I knew was bad for me, because I understood why I felt that way, because I didn't sleep well the night before. And I didn't want to produce a lot of fat, obviously. Would you comment on that approach?
Sure. Let's see. In terms of the fasting itself that you've done after an inadequate night of sleep like that, I wouldn't disagree with that habit. I would, your body's signaling to you for a reason, as you just stated, that you're hypoglycemic, that you don't have enough blood sugar, therefore you want to crave those carbs. I don't think it's the worst thing to give your body what it needs. It's just being aware how much you're doing so.
Well, the problem is this. Our food selection today has been hijacked. And so, what my body needs those days, when I break my fast, I generally break my fast with a high protein, high fat meal, which raises blood sugar levels, but slowly, as opposed to going for a starchy, you know, bread type, pasta type product, which is going to give me this amazing surge. Because don't forget, there is some evidence that after even a 16-hour fast, insulin sensitivity is ramped up. So, whatever you break the fast with is going to set up the pattern for how insulin is going to respond. So if you have this high carbohydrate, highly refined carbohydrate meal, you have this onset of surge of sugar, and the pancreas responds by just spraying out insulin, which causes a rebound effect, which I like to call it, of almost hypoglycemia. So postprandially, you have this high rise and then boom, this low, low drop, and you start craving more carbs.
A quick decline, right? Yeah.
So my attitude is, look, if you know your body's going to respond that way, tough it out and start out with proteins and fats and let your blood sugar rise slowly to whatever it's going to be. And the pancreas responds in kind, and you're now starting off. It's kind of like a train pulling away from the station. If you gun it, the trains start banging into each other, and you have just as much inertia pulling you backwards as you do forward. But if you just gradually turn it on slowly, slowly, until everything starts moving, you have this slow movement that just kind of picks up speed. So you want your blood sugar to do the same thing, you know?
Sure, yeah. Now, I completely agree with what you're saying. I myself have never sort of self-explored with the intermittent fasting, but I've been curious, and I know that there are a number of beneficial health or health benefits to it.
Yeah.
Certainly understanding the response from studies like ours and from others that if you're going to crave those carbohydrates, be very careful. Don't you know, give in.
Yeah.
per se.
Yeah.
Could be beneficial, and yeah, what you just described might be a great future study, a great follow-up study.
I'd like to be one of your participants, especially if I can get free food.
Yeah, right?
Because I eat a lot.
I think it's a great idea, though. You know, now that we understand that sleep loss is going to affect our appetite, it's going to affect our blood sugar levels, it's going to affect our eating behavior, perhaps our dietary restraint, things like that. If we can actually practice what we've learned, when we are in conditions where we're not getting enough sleep, are we able to actually counteract those things? Yeah. I think that's a great question.
Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you what you hope people take away from this study. We're talking with Dr. Rachel Markwald. We're talking about the effects of short duration sleep on hunger, obesity, and weight gain. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing. But go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Rachel Markwald about the short duration sleep and its effect on hunger and obesity. You know, Dr. Markwald, I've had some epiphanies as of recent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I am not accredited. I haven't gone to school and studied any of this stuff, so I have to be very cautious of what I do suggest on the show. And I always leave that to the experts. But I do have a vast amount of critical thinking skills. And sometimes that gets me in trouble, actually. But anyway, so, you know, the notion of job one for our organism is to procreate and then die. And everything to that end, everything that we do and everything that happens from an evolutionary process is to that end. And, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint, the ability to gain fat is actually a beneficial thing in certain conditions.
Definitely.
Right. Okay. So I've been thinking a lot. I've been thinking, so why, when we start to develop these diseases, do we get fat, or do we get fat and then develop these diseases? And I'm starting to ask this question more and more, and I'm starting to think, you know, we know that the body, okay, so the offspring of mothers who are not fed enough, they tend to become rapidly obese. And that's because the body says, hey, the environment can't support a person right now. The mother's not eating enough. Clearly there's not enough food available. So we have to build this baby. So this baby manufactures fat because this baby's going to be confronted with the same challenges as the mother in obtaining food. Mm-hmm. But we can build this baby to be more efficient. And so when we look at obesity today, is it possible that people are becoming obese as a result of getting disease and the body is preparing for what it thinks is an onslaught of perhaps illness, and it's trying to store as much fat to get us through that period of illness as possible?
Well, certainly that's one theory. Another theory that I like to throw out there, just as you briefly touched on, is from an evolutionary perspective, being more metabolically efficient, being able to store fat more efficiently was a benefit to survival of the species. And so in an environment where something like intermittent fasting happened on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis, it was very beneficial to store that fat and prepare yourself for the fast that was going to head your way, right?
Right.
And so in the current environment, well, we have 24/7 fast food options to us, available to us, usually right around the corner from our houses. It's obviously strikingly different than the way we came to evolve. And so now I view it sort of, or at least I appreciate this as a situation that's dependent on our current environment, and that something that was beneficial to the survival of our species is now just taking a very negative spin. And I think that in of itself may be associated with these different diseases. But as you stated, it could be sort of preparation.
Look at this. We rationalize that sleep is an option. We've done this for decades now, mm-hmm. But the human condition, the organism knows that sleep is more critical than we've ever thought. So mm-hmm. What if the body is going, wow, we're not getting enough sleep. This must mean that there's something hostile in our environment. So we need to ramp up body fat, because we may end up in a situation where we are going to be trapped. We are going to be cut off from food supplies, because the environment is sending us signals that it's hostile. And the body thinks that because we're staying up late and not going to sleep like we are biologically supposed to do. And so the body goes, hey, what do you do when you hear there's a bad storm? You go to the grocery store, you start buying cans of stuff and all that. The body is preparing. The body's going, something's wrong. We're not getting enough sleep. We need to start preparing. There must be a problem coming.
Right. Or it's sleep in of itself, too, that is necessary. Just not getting that amount of sleep or that quality of sleep can impact your physiology or your psychology, because it is truly necessary. We know that getting adequate sleep restores us mentally and emotionally. We know it facilitates learning. It helps us concentrate. It helps us retain information. But, our research, along with others, now shows that sleep's important to metabolic physiology as well, to cardiovascular physiology. I mean, it does seem that sleep itself, quantity and quality, are important to our health and well-being.
Well, isn't it interesting that the group that got deprived sleep burned 5% more energy, but consumed 6% more calories. Ad lib. They instinctively knew to eat slightly more than they were using, because, hey, this may go on for weeks. We may not be able to get some sleep,
Sure, sure. And that's why I think it's important for future studies. And they're difficult studies to do, obviously. But I do think it's important to see what happens over a longer span of time. So we did 5 days per condition in this study, but what would happen if this translated out to a month or longer? Obviously, that kind of study would be difficult, but I do think that information is important, because, as you stated, this could be an adaptation.
And the body thinks a necessary adaptation. What do you mm-hmm. want? We have a lot of clinicians that listen to the show, doctors, mm-hmm. as well as lay people. What do you want people to take away from the study? It seems that this study begs more questions and says, look, we need more research now. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. I think the overall message is getting adequate sleep needs to be more of a priority. More priority needs to be placed on getting that 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. And it could be important to the success of weight loss and weight maintenance programs. Obviously, practicing self-control is an important aspect of dieting itself. And if you're not getting enough sleep and your dietary restraint is reduced, you may undermine those efforts to lose weight. And eating smartly, of course, is important to maintaining your weight. So, again, not getting enough sleep might undermine those efforts to maintain your weight.
I can't wait for the other study to come out. I also hope that, mm-hmm. or maybe you've already looked at this, or maybe was there a hormonal reason that men differed from women in their response to inadequate sleep and the way they ate?
Right. They didn't differ in terms of hunger hormones. There were, and I can't remember offhand, I think a couple day-to-day differences in ghrelin and leptin levels, but overall, as a group, there were no differences between the two. Now, we didn't measure other hormones that you might be alluding to like testosterone or something.
Right. Estrogen. I was thinking more of, actually, I was thinking more of estrogen and progesterone, which have been shown to have a great ability to both disrupt and attenuate blood sugar levels.
Right. And, I mean, that can't be answered, per se, with this particular study, but we hope to answer it in future studies.
Yeah, and will you keep in touch with us, and I'll make sure Ginny reaches out to you, so when that next study is available, you can come back on the show?
Oh, sure, yeah. Thanks for having me on today. I'll be glad to come back.
Yeah, very, very cool. Thank you so much. I think you guys are doing great work over there.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Carl.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. We're going to take one last commercial break. I got an announcement to make, and then we'll wrap up the show. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check, mic check. Yeah, here you go.
But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Turn around now.
All right, welcome back. Okay, I just wanted to tell you about tomorrow's show. It's going to be a great show. You're not going to want to miss it. During the first hour, we're going to have Brad Schoenfeld on to talk about looking good naked. This show is, the first hour is for women. It's based on his book, Look Good Naked for Women. So we're going to be doing that show. But believe me, there's going to be a lot of good tips in there for men, too, because let's face it, we want to look good naked as well. And then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Brett Contreras and Kelly Starrett to talk about their new book, Becoming a Supple Leopard. And I can promise you that the entire show tomorrow is going to be jam-packed with great information for anybody who is looking to get fit and look fit, men and women. So you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. I want to thank everybody for listening today. I hope you got something good out of it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.